Sleep Cafe.
Hello, everybody. We're back. It's been a week since we saw each other, but not since a week since we've seen you.
Yeah.
Last time when you were recording, they were storming the Capitol.
And this time, well, they got in.
They got in. When we were recording, I was like, yo, they're in. But we didn't know, like,
what was going to happen.
The magnitude of it.
Yeah.
We didn't know people were dying. We didn't know
that Trump's phone was just going to be a brick now. Like, what are you going to do? I don't even think that he can have, like, an email account through Google.
They banned him from Shopify.
Yeah. He can't even online shop.
What did I tell you before we started recording?
Yeah, the cats are already, like, begging to get out. Just leave it cracked a little bit, and then they can come and go as they please. As if they don't try and do that anyway.
I asked them if they wanted to get out, and I was like, as soon as I start recording, you guys are going to want out.
And that's exactly what happened.
We were right to a T. Yeah, they stormed the Capitol. This happened a while ago now, but it's...
It happened, what, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
And inauguration days in 3 days. I'm kind of scared to see what happens, but they have, like, the whole city of D.C. on...
Yeah, lockdown,
basically. Like, Airbnb was like, nah, we just ain't renting this week.
Yeah, and then since Trump, he issued what? And then there was a no-fly.
Like, martial law, basically.
He wasn't even the person who called the military in to, like, stop things going on in the Capitol.
Because he was, like, being threatened to be hung. So.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what happened, but, like, apparently they got really close to some people and, like, almost killed them.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw this interview with one of the cops, and, you know, I will scream ACAB until I can't scream no more. But it was an interview with one of the cops who was at the Capitol, and he was talking about how they took his gun, and they took...
I saw that.
And he was like, they were chanting, shoot him with his own gun, shoot him with his own gun. And I was like, hey, what happened to that Blue Lives Matter?
Some of them were literally wearing, like, Blue Lives Matter, like, hats and had flags with them and stuff while they're beating the police. Like, and what?
And then...
Y'all, that just makes me go, oh, so, like... We 110%, like, none of you can say that this is because you guys love the police. You can just go ahead and say it's because you hate black people.
Exactly.
Because if you're going to, beat a police officer while you're wearing it, you don't, like...
Exactly. What?
What?
A guy was getting arrested, and there's, like, three cops on him holding him down, arresting him. And he shouted, you're treating me like a black person.
Yeah.
I saw that video. So they know.
So you know.
So you are aware.
Yeah. And then all of the people going in with, like, the Confederate flags and stuff. Once
that was
again,
the first time the Confederate flag has ever entered the Capitol.
Yeah, and, like, there were people who were not even from the South who had those with them. People down here, they like to be like, oh, it's my heritage, blah, blah, blah. That's
racist?
Why I like it. It's like, if you don't even live here, which that argument is, like, invalid anyway. We know that that's a lie. But if you don't even, like, live in the South and you're, like, from Wisconsin or something and you have a Confederate flag... For what?
I'm sorry.
To hear your excuse.
If I see you have a Confederate flag, I automatically assume you fuck your sister.
Truly.
If you have a Confederate tattoo, you fuck both of your sisters
and
your brother.
And I need to know who your tattoo artist was because they also do.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the people with, like, the Nazi tattoos. Who gave you that, first of all? Second of all, why?
And then people were going on Facebook. So... Spoiler for this week, I don't have any Tinder messages, but I do have posts from crazy Trump supporters.
Good.
Because it's Inauguration Day and it's how we're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
But.
Celebrate.
I'm getting out of office. We don't know what that's going to be like. Like I said,
he literally has said that he needs, like, a military sign off, like, out of the White House, which means that they're going to have, like, a full color guard and the 21-gun salute and the cannons out on the front of the White House and fireworks and a band and all of this. And a red carpet. Nobody else has ever done this.
That sounds pretty dictator-y.
And he said that he is, like, refusing to go to the inauguration.
Yeah. He's the first.
And he's not going to invite him into the White House like they traditionally do.
Hey, maybe looking at this. Maybe we never, ever, fucking ever again have a president, like, taking away every single thing, crazy thing he said, take away it all, right? Maybe we don't have a president who has never in his entire fucking life held a political office.
Yeah, maybe we don't.
That's like looking at someone in the streets and being like, hey, come perform the surgery. You don't know how? No. That's okay. We'll guide you through it.
Here's a YouTube video of how to do it. Like, what? Here's an instruction manual.
And after all this stuff, like, he's gonna... How are they not able to try him for treason?
Well, I think that it might be in the, like, impeachment letter or whatever you call that.
Oh, because he got impeached twice. We didn't mention that.
Yeah. He got impeached in the House. I don't think that the Senate has decided yet. If they have, then I don't know.
Well, hopefully the Senate will decide after the 20th because, hey, we flipped the Senate.
Yeah.
And they'll decide to impeach him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping they're waiting for.
I hope so, too.
Because I don't think they'll impeach him right now.
But I also think that if the Senate, for some reason, decides to not press charges against him, then what I think is going to happen is that the whole, like, city of, like, New York is coming after him. Because
I hate to see it.
Because they've already, like, what did they say? They said that he's basically, like, not allowed to open any more businesses in certain parts of it.
They're like, hey, he literally can do nothing. People are like banning him from everything.
Yeah, and he got his little PGA thing taken away from all of his little Trump hotels or whatever, and he was more mad about that than being impeached. Like, y'all took his Twitter away and then y'all took his golf away. Thank you. But I think that New York is gonna probably come after him because well, obviously he's a criminal. Like, he's been known for having scams. Scam Goddess has a whole episode on all of him and his children's little fake charities that, like, they proved were not real, and he just had to, like, pay a fine, basically. And then they forgave the charges because that's how it works when you're really rich, apparently. That's a whole ordeal that I was like, hold on. I didn't even know that about all of this. This is a long time ago. But I was like, this happened, and y'all still let him get all the way to the White House. He had fake charities that he was, like, laundering the money from.
In no way am I trying to compare Black Lives Matter to the terrorist attacks that happened at the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, if Black Lives Matter made the decision to storm the Capitol like the terrorists did, if they made the decision to go into the Capitol, not a single person would make it out. Not one. They would all be shot.
They wouldn't make it in.
They would all be shot dead.
Like, immediately.
I can't remember her name, and I apologize for not remembering her name, but a Black woman was driving her car, and she hit one of the barriers outside the Capitol, and they shot and killed her.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But y'all opened the gate when all of the white people were trying to come in.
Oh, yeah, they opened the gates. They got in way too easy. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes.
What is our security there?
Y'all just open the gates.
Also, the video of the Black police officer running away from all those white supremacists, white terrorists, is the most terrifying thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I'd be screaming ACAB, but I think...
Yeah.
Some cops were there and stuff, too. Like out of uniform. And they weren't letting them fly back. I think that's really funny.
I also do. I think that it's funny, the guy that was calling himself, whatever, the shaman... I don't know. First of all, that is a whole issue in itself. You're white. Thank you. Second of all, he's already been arrested and he's, like, in jail. I don't know what he's been charged with or if he has. But his mom went to the media and was all upset because they were like, she said that they weren't giving him just organic food. So he was going on a hunger strike. And she said that was wrong. She was like, you can't just let him starve. And they're like, well, actually, we're feeding him and he's choosing not to eat. So that's actually not our problem.
They're like, actually, shut the fuck up. Yeah. And then the woman who died, who was a Trump supporter,
mm-hmm.
I want to let you know, she was inside the fucking Capitol building.
Yeah.
Inside of it. It wasn't like she was laying in her bed at home.
Yeah, minding her business.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
She got shot and she was killed. And they keep saying, like, say your name. Say your name.
That's not for you.
No. It's not for people who terrorists attacked the Capitol.
It's also not for white people.
Yeah. What the fuck did you expect?
It's just like how I know somebody's going to get mad when I say this. That whole body positivity thing, that's not for skinny people. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Look, I think everybody's cute and everything. But body positivity, that was not made for skinny people. That was made by plus size women. Four plus size, like, well, and everybody, but
yeah,
is made for plus size people.
Because guess what? We're not shown in the mags.
Yeah. In the mags. We're cool now. That's what the kids say.
But just like, I can't. And like, Trump told them to go do it. Like, that's the thing that blows my mind. It's like, well, it doesn't blow my mind. No. But that people are just like, I don't know. Lots of thoughts. Lots of things happened. Yeah. It was crazy. We were building furniture, watching the news, and we were just like,
Olivia's phone kept going off because of like the New York Times app that you have. I was like, is somebody calling you, ma'am?
I was like,
and I threw my phone in the floor.
I was like, well, I think it's absolutely crazy that we had that monumental moment documented on our podcast. Like, that shit happened
while it started with, hey, people are trying to get into the Capitol,
and then at the end I was like, Marissa, people are inside the Capitol. I'm so sorry like, to ruin what? Your story. But and then like, I didn't know like what it was, the extreme of it. I thought when I said people are inside the Capitol, I thought like 3 or 4 people got
yeah
there.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was, like, a huge, like, crowd. I didn't know that Trump had a rally because I don't keep up with his schedule. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know any of that had happened until we were building my drawers and watching TV. Like, minding our business, and here they are. Like, how do you just get into that? Like,
they beat a cop to death with a fire hydrant.
Fire extinguisher. The fire hydrant. I was about to say, whoa. Very different objects. But still, like...
And then they removed the American flag and put the Trump flag on. Uh-huh.
He also, Trump made some comment about, like, the MAGA agenda, like, later in a different video. I don't remember what the context was, but he said that phrase. And I was like, oh, so you know.
In a way, he did make America great. Want to know why? Because guess what? We have a Democrat as president, we have a Democratic House, and we have a Democratic Senate. Because he did that bad.
Because he's that bad, yeah.
That's, if we want to look at it one way.
Both of our senators are gone. When you said that, I was like, I don't know where you're going. But watch out. Bennett's eating my flowers that are in here because she's toxic. And you get her, put her on the floor. No flowers for you. So sorry.
Do you have something to say?
Oh, nice. Olivia just got cussed at.
I don't know what she said, but it wasn't nice.
It was feral, whatever it was.
But so that's what happened. We also recording 2 episodes this week.
It's today. Just because school is a lot. Like, we both have a lot of school.
Yeah, I, like, one of my things, we have learned nothing, right? It's been 2 days. We had syllabus day, and that's it. And it's like this... Write an essay about child development. And I was like, we haven't even learned anything.
Now the other cat is getting up there. She probably won't talk if you put her up to the mic. She doesn't have thoughts. She's jumped down. But yeah, Olivia has to write a dissertation on development and don't know nothing about it.
I haven't learned anything. Anyway. So that's how our life
is. She wants you to teach yourself so she doesn't have to.
She comes in that thing. She's wearing like 4 masks and a face shield. I was like...
Yeah, nice.
The only thing is, like, I can't hear her because she's wearing 4 masks, but, like, I guess she...
You're like, I get it.
I get it, ma'am. But there's a microphone in there in the class, and I'm like, please, for the love of God, keep talking to the microphone because that's the only way I can hear you.
I had a chemistry class in that room that you're in. I recognized it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, but... Yeah, so that's our life. So that's what's going on. I wish we could tell you what happened on the 20th, but we can't. We don't know yet.
We'll probably put something in the comments of whatever the next podcast is. Well, it would be the next one after this, because that's in the future. And we are psychic and talented and gifted, but I don't know that much. I'm very nervous about it.
Me too. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm like, y'all can do it inside. Like, you don't got to do all this outside, like, big, whatever. Right. You can do it inside. I am perfectly fine with that. Just put it on the TV and, like, we're good. I don't want to be sitting at work and then get, like, notifications on my phone about it and then me, like, panicking the whole day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, I'm also worried about Kamala. Kamala?
Yeah.
Kamala. Sorry.
There we go.
Sorry. So many names wrong. Because she's a woman and a woman of color. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything, conservatives, terrorists, rednecks,
Nazis.
KKK.
Yeah.
If there's anything that they don't like, it's women and then people of color.
Yeah.
And then a woman and a person of color in power?
Mm-hmm. they're gonna think that we're all trying to like marry trees now. That's right. What they're gonna start saying. That's what's gonna happen.
Also, guys, one of my classes that I am is a social problems class. So,
oh,
I'm in a different school now. That's not super conservative. Olivia's at
my school.
I will update you in the future of if anything spicy happens in that class.
I'm sure that it will. Because people still have questionable opinions.
Yeah.
That you're like, how did you get here?
One guy in that class, we were like introducing ourselves. Straight out the bat, he was like, I have schizophrenia.
Okay, cool.
Cool. I was like, not shaming you, but nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. He didn't even say his name. He said, I have schizophrenia and I am.
Okay.
I said, go off, sir.
You said at least we're self-aware.
Right. I was like, damn. I said, where do I start?
You said, I guess we're being honest.
But shall we dive into your story?
Yes.
You have murder this time, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Olivia told, or no, I told Olivia earlier, you didn't tell me nothing. I had told Olivia earlier that I thought that this was like bigger than it is. I had it in my head beforehand because I saw it on TikTok like come up and I was like, oh yeah. You know, like when you're on murder TikTok, and they'll be like, here's this crazy case or whatever.
Like, what the
fuck? Yeah. And I thought that I had already watched a video from like Eleanor Neal or Bailey Sarian or somebody like that on YouTube about it because it sounded like, yeah, I know this. But then when I was trying to like go back into YouTube to make sure that I got all of the details, not even one of them videos came up. So I don't know why I thought that, but I did. So I'm still on the fence whether or not this is super well known. Maybe you guys don't know it. Also, your warning is that it involves children. I don't know how to explain the extent that it involves children. It's not like super graphic with them. But if you're not somebody that likes that and doesn't want to hear about that, just skip to Olivia's and we'll be good. Okay, so also this guy's from Russia, so I know, so sorry Russia, I'm gonna completely ruin your words, okay? Because some of them were not even like, I had to go into Google Translate. So some of this might also be incorrect. Just I don't know the Russian alphabet. Okay, so this guy's name is Antoly Moskvin.
Okay,
he was born September 1st, 1966. He's from a town in Russia, and it's called Nizhniv Novgorod. Okay?
Sounds right.
And that's the only time I'm going to say that. So, it's like the fifth largest city in the whole country, according to the internet.
Okay.
So, he didn't have an easy childhood, as many of these people don't. It said that as early as third grade, here's your rape warning, he had come home from school, and he had like bruises all over him, and his parents were like, hey, like, what happened? And he told them that some guy like came up to him in the street that he didn't know and he raped him. And that was, and his parents were just like, sure.
Oh,
and
nice.
Completely like put it off.
Nice.
So there's no way to tell if that's true or not. But when you're in third grade, you don't just make stuff up like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, they were just kind of like, sure, whatever. He was super smart. He got really good grades. He was at the top of his class all of the time. But because of this, he was like kind of socially awkward and he got bullied a lot. One of these articles said, instead of having friends, he was always in books and spent all of his time learning foreign languages. So he gets real obsessed with this. This part in the story is so like crazy that I don't even begin to answer any questions that I have a feeling you're going to have, okay?
Okay.
This is where it gets wild.
Okay.
So, it's March 4th. It's 1979. He's 12 years old. So, he was out collecting, like, recyclable paper because his class had, like, this competition where whoever, whatever class, you know, collects the most, they get a little prize, whatever. Because, like, Soviet Russia, they had this program, basically, where they used children to go pick up trash and recycle.
Nice.
and they made it a game. They made it fun. Everybody had
like,
a good time.
Like, if you collect 20 pieces of trash, you get a Snicker bar.
Yeah, exactly. So he was out doing that and he's not really paying attention to where he's going. You know, he's just like looking at the ground, picking stuff up, doing what he was told to do. He ends up in this stranger's yard. He doesn't know where he's at. He ends up in somebody's backyard. And the only reason that he realized where he was is because he heard this chanting that was in a weird language that he didn't recognize. So when he like looks up and is like, oh, where am I at? There's all of these like grown people in black robes, and they're doing these chants, and they're like holding candles, and they're around a coffin.
In the middle of daylight?
Yes. I don't know. Okay. So he tries to like run away, and there's a woman that like snatches him. She's like, no, you can't leave. And she's walking him over to the coffin, and there is a little girl inside of it who looks about his age. From what I found, it said that she was only 11 and she had died from accidental electrocution. Her name was Natasha Petrova.
Okay.
This lady, he said that it was Natasha's mother, and she had grabbed him and like forced him to kiss her face, and he was like freaked out because he's 12 and doesn't know who this is that he's kissing, and she's dead. And then this lady gives him a set of rings and is like, she puts one on Natasha's hands and then one on his, and is like, you guys are married now. And then she like shoves his face back on her, and then he like voluntarily kisses her like more, because I don't know. The quote that I have is, she pushed my face down to the waxy forehead of the girl in an embroidered cap. There was nothing I could do but kiss her as ordered. Yeah.
I have, like, so many questions, and I know you already said you don't know the answers to, but, like, were they planning on this little boy to show up? Like, their rings were already on hand.
I have no idea.
Fit little kid fingers.
Little kid hands. Yeah. I don't know.
Did they murder the little girl? I don't know. Accidental
electrocution.
That seems like she was in the bathtub and they threw a toaster in there. Like,
well, I mean, it's possible. And I don't know.
Was she playing with her easy bake oven and like it went
probably
bad?
Not, because it was Soviet Russia. I don't know you guys' burial traditions, but if I just wandered into somebody's backyard, first of all, I don't think that you can just have a funeral in your backyard. I don't know if that's a thing that you guys do. I don't know if this is a thing that they just did in the 70s because
that
it's
is
the craziest
70s. Like, I almost, like, I hate to be like, I don't believe it, but I just don't believe it. Doesn't.
There are no accounts other than his own.
Okay.
I don't even know if this little girl has, like, a death certificate that you could prove that she died by accidental electrocution. I don't know.
The layers.
Yeah. Is it true? I don't know. But every single story that I, like, was researching mm-hmm. brought this up as being, like, his turning point.
Sounds like it would be.
Because he starts to get really obsessed with death.
Yeah.
After this.
Look, I ain't justifying nobody's actions, but, like, I do be going, yeah, 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah. So he had, like, nightmares of this girl afterwards. And sometimes he had dreams that were like they're married and they're like meeting up with each other in these dreams. He mentions it to his parents, and they're once again just like,
they don't care about him.
You're so funny. Like, that's so funny. Like, and they're like, I mean, we'll mention it to your doctor. And then when they tell whoever his doctor was, they were just like, ah, puberty. Like, that's what they threw it off on. And that was kind of the end of that.
Poor guy. Not yeah. poor guy. He does awful things, but like.
Yeah. So after that, super fascinated with dying, the dead, cemeteries. The one that he frequents with his friends all the time, because I guess he had a few like edgy friends that were also like, yeah, dead people. It was called the Krasnaya Etna Cemetery. Don't know if that's right either. It said that was the one that like he went to the most. Not much else really happened or progressed after that until, I mean, he went through school like normal. He graduated from Moscow State University. He had a degree in philology, which is the study of languages. He specialized in Celtic folklore and history, including burial rituals and the occult. By that time, he could fluently speak 13 different languages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, people that he graduated with was like, yeah, he's super smart. He's eccentric. But Antoly liked to call himself a necropolist, which is somebody who is not only fascinated with, but is like superior knowledge of cemeteries and dead people. That's what he called himself.
Hey, red flag.
Yeah. So he's pretty well known in this little circle of people because there is a business in dying and death, in documenting cemeteries and the upkeep and everything. Somebody has to do that stuff, obviously. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that does that is like a freak.
Right.
But
if you kissed a dead corpse when you were 11.
Yeah, that might change you a little bit in your head. And then that's why you're doing this, you know. So gets pretty well known. One of his most notable works is being commissioned by one of his other friends to compile a list of the dead at over 700 cemeteries, like nearby cities. And he did that. That's like his biggest life's work. He didn't ever date anybody or get married. He kept living at home. He lived in his parents' basement for a while, and he was really against drinking, smoking, and he wanted to remain a virgin. I don't know if he had like a thing with being pure or what the reasoning was behind that, but that was like his thing. In 2003, he meets a woman named Julia. They really liked each other, but they kind of agreed to have like a non-sexual partnership. She totally understood his little celibacy vow that he took, and she was cool with it. But she did want children, so that kind of was a little bit of an issue. They tried to look into adopting, but
they went to the turkey baster in the kitchen.
They tried to be able to adopt kids, but they did not make enough money for the, I don't know, country, city, to say that they would be able to support a child. So they kept getting denied.
I have a question about mm-hmm. that, because in America they pay you to foster kids.
I don't think that they do that over there. Okay. But they didn't at the time. Okay. Because it said that they didn't make enough income to be able to support a child, like on paper. So the government was like, nah, we're not gonna let you adopt anyone today. Sorry.
But fostering and adoption is also different.
True. Yeah. So he's like bummed about it. And he goes on a couple of research trips after it. He's kind of trying to get his mind off of it. And he's also trying to make extra money, because if he can like publish research, bring more money and maybe get a kid, you know?
Yeah.
So in 2011, on one of these trips, he's visiting a Muslim cemetery. It's in a different region from where he lives, but he was caught putting newspaper reports on headstones, and the newspaper reports were about like a recent terrorist attack that had happened. I don't know why he did this, or if he was, I don't know the motivation behind him doing that, but he put it on all of the tombstones of like the victims of these attacks. So because there were already a lot of police in the area, like one of them noticed him doing that one day when they were just like rounding, and were like, hey, we're going to follow this guy because that seems questionable. And there's been a lot of vandalism happening that's like anti-Muslim, and they thought that he was a part of that.
Okay.
Yeah, which I see why, but he's not a part of a particular hate group that I could find. So they start following him. On November 2nd, 2011, they raid his apartment. So they're thinking that they're going to find things like bomb equipment or like vandalism stuff or like anti-Muslim paraphernalia or something. Mm-hmm. Instead, they find 29 human mummies that all have women's makeup and clothing on them. And they're just like propped up around the house in various places.
Oh my God.
So obviously they're like,
where is his?
I don't look. I have a lot of questions with this one. Okay. Some of these say that this apartment is not his parents' basement. And then some of these say that his parents knew that he had these life-size mummies and thought that they were dolls. They look really scary. So you have
pictures?
I don't have any saved, but I can definitely just go back in my history and find one for you.
Oh my God.
And then you can see a picture of him too. There's one of them. They're scary.
Okay, so like when you picture mummy, like in my brain, I was picturing like I hate that.
Yeah.
I was picturing like wrapped in like the mummy stuff. No, these are like clothed like children with their faces painted. I would more closely relate them to porcelain dolls that got like dropped a couple times.
Poorly made porcelain dolls. Yeah, they're not like works of art.
No, no. They're terrifying.
They look like they're paper mache'd.
Yeah.
Jinx is trying to get up in my lap. She needs attention.
Well, do you have anything to say, Jinx?
Probably not. So the media calls him the puppeteer for obvious reasons.
That's kind of messed up.
Yeah. So here's a fun little quote. It says, the dolls didn't turn up suddenly. Antolie had built up the collection over 10 years. All of them were kept in his room. There was one in his parents' room, which he named Masha. His parents had no idea. They thought he had collected vintage dolls.
I will say they do look like dolls.
Yeah, they like, look like really poorly made dolls.
Yeah. Like, I could see where his parents were like, I had no idea that like, there was a child.
Like, I guess
this
is just a weird doll. Yeah, so... there was some other story that I saw that was really short, and it was about how one of his aunts had come over for Christmas, and she was like, what is that thing? And she's like, this is Masha, and he makes it, like, eat dinner with them at the table and stuff, and it's really messed up.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So all of the dolls were found to contain the mummified remains of young girls who had suffered tragic and often violent deaths. He said to the police, like, he never denied that he did anything. He was pretty truthful the whole time. He said that he knew what he was doing was like wrong, but he still did it. So he didn't kill any of these children, but when he was going on all of his little trips, he was digging up their remains, because he said that he would like get really obsessed with the obituaries in whatever region he was in, and if he found one that spoke to him, quote unquote, then he would be like, that's the one I'm going to go dig up. And he said that he thought that he was going to be able to, like, reanimate them with black magic. Uh-huh.
Weird what trauma can do to you.
Yeah. So he said the whole reason that he mummified them was because he thought once he, like, fixed them, quote unquote, that their body would be good and they would be able to use it again and it wouldn't be all decayed and stuff. The police said that they think that he's desecrated as many as 150 graves all over the region. He had a lot of plates from various headstones and coffins in his house, along with hand-drawn maps of where he found all of his dolls. Quote-unquote dolls.
Oh.
Excuse me. His main charge that he had to begin with was for, like, desecration of graves and... I don't know. What's the technical word for, like, messing with dead bodies? I don't have it written down, and I don't know why.
Did he, like, do sexual things with them?
No. He said that he didn't.
I know I shouldn't, but I kind of feel bad for him.
A little bit. So, what happened was that charge would have only carried, like, 5 years in prison. And when he had his hearing in 2012, the district court said that he was unfit to stand trial because they had, you know, put him for a psych eval because obviously they're like, hey, I don't think this person is, like, mentally there. And whoever was the person doing it said that he had a form of paranoid schizophrenia. So in 2013, he gets sent to a psychiatric clinic for treatment. He was never deemed fit to go back to trial. And they kept, like, putting off his actual hearing until his treatment had, I don't know, worked, is how they kind of put it. The period kept getting extended. It went for another 3 years. In September of 2018, his doctor stated that he was no longer dangerous and petitioned the court to release him for outpatient care back home.
Okay.
And then the court was like, well, we're going to hire our own people. So in 2019, they're like, yeah, we're going to do another eval. And they were like, nah, he is not okay to be in the public and by himself. He is going to stay here, and he is still there. And he's 54 years old. So that's where he is now.
Maybe it's a good thing.
I will say, at least he did not kill any children. But maybe don't dig them back up. Yeah. And make dolls out of them and leave them in your house.
Can you guys hear Jinx purr? That's all she has to say.
She just wants attention.
She does. She never wants attention. Like, hello.
She's been here with Bandit all weekend. She said, I need somebody to love me.
She's been vibing. That was a crazy story.
Right?
Absolutely crazy.
But 29?
That's 29. Okay, like, maybe I don't understand mummification 100%.
Did they
not smell?
They reported his process, and I thought that was a little bit too much. He talked about putting a whole bunch of salt on the bodies until basically the salt eats all of the bacteria and stuff, and then he kind of like plastered over.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. I don't know if the clothes that he had on them were the clothes that were in the coffins with them. Some of them looked just like regular everyday clothes, so I don't think that it was what they were buried in. But it could have been. I'm not sure.
Yes. Okay.
So it's your turn.
Sorry, I was getting some more Trump stuff together real quick.
Oh, God.
All right. So let me pull it up. So I am doing our favorite cryptic. Cryptic. Bloody Mary.
I've been waiting for it.
So I don't know if I've told this story before on the podcast, but I've had like a traumatizing, in quotations, experience with Bloody Mary. And it consists of me when I was at the ripe age of like 8 or 9, my cousins throwing me into the bathroom in the dark, locking me in there and saying her name 3 times.
They said it for you?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how the ritual works.
Me either, but it still scared me. So the ritual is you go into a bathroom or a dark room with a mirror. Some people have a candle in their hands or like a light of some sort. People will look in the mirror and they chant Bloody Mary 3 to 13 times.
13?
I've never heard that one until I started doing research.
Yeah, I haven't either. Is it because 13's the evil number?
Yeah. Okay. Or they transfer I have your baby Mary, chant I have your baby Mary, or they chant I believe in Mary Worth.
Was that her government name?
That's what we'll get into.
Okay.
So, a woman will appear in the mirror covered in blood. She's mad. Oftentimes, she'll scratch their stories or telling them to yell and scream at them, scratching their people's eyes out. Some stories tell her of holding a baby. The baby appears to be dead when it appears in the mirror. Oh. And its face almost appears as if it's like melting off.
Oh, cool.
So it's terrifying. This ritual came from another ritual. That is, people will walk backwards up a pair of steps with holding a mirror, and they'll be holding a candle. And it is said that your husband will appear in the mirror.
First of all, you gotta be real talented to walk upstairs backwards
looking in a mirror
without any of the other things, right? But to also hold a candle and a mirror, you're gonna set your house on fire.
Exactly.
And I just don't think it's important enough to do that to try and find your husband.
But sometimes you won't see your husband and you'll see a skull.
Does that mean he already died?
No, that means you're gonna die before you get married.
Oh.
So
the fear of imminent loneliness and death.
Exactly.
Cool.
So who is Bloody Mary? There is lots of theories about who she is, which I didn't know. I knew about one, but I didn't know about the other ones. Some people believe that it is Mary Worth. That's where the quote, I believe in Mary Worth, comes from.
Mm.
Mary Worth was a Puritan and was tried and executed of witchcraft. Locals were super scared of her, but they still went and got like these herbal remedies from her. So one day these two girls like went missing and the villagers were like, go to Mary Worth's house.
Yeah.
That it's that weird bitch up on the hill.
Oh, they thought that she snatched them.
Mm-hmm. So they go to Mary Worth's house and they're like, yo, hey girl, what's going on? Like,
did you snatch our kids?
Where are the kids? And they're like, let us come to your house. And she's like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the villagers leave and they're like, I don't know, bro. She kind of looked pure and youthful, if you ask me. And so they kind of just ignore it, blah, blah, blah. One night, at the Miller's residence. I don't know who these people are, but they gave him a name. They have a name. The Miller's residence.
Like the movie?
Those people? Yes. The Miller's daughter heard something and became entranced, and then she just started walking out of their house.
That's Emma Roberts for you that haven't seen the movie.
Yes. And the mom had a toothache, and she had gone to Mary Worth's place to get an herbal remedy.
Oh, I thought that you were going to say that she's also the tooth fairy.
Yes. So she is like in bed in pain, and she's like to her husband, go see what the fuck our daughter's doing. Why is she leaving? So the dad gets up, blah, blah, blah. They see a light, and Mary is pointing a wand at the Miller's house and guiding the daughter towards her.
Okay, Harry Potter.
Then they're like, the father's like, oh, witchcraft.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, fuck. Yeah, so he gathers all his pals together, and they start chasing her with pitchforks.
Don't you miss the days when you could chase someone down the street with a pitchfork?
Right? So then this one guy, he has a gun on him with silver bullets.
For a second there, I was like, wait, didn't you say this was like Puritan? I forgot. Guns existed then, too.
So they shoot her in the hip, but, I mean, it doesn't kill her. Yeah. I thought it would kill her. I'm just wrong. And they try her for witchcraft, and they... witchcraft?
Yes.
Witchcraft, and they burn her at the stake. She is said that she cursed the town when they did that, and said, if you chant my name in front of a mirror, I will show up.
That's very specific. Yes. She's like, just letting you guys know, if you ever want to do this, I will be back.
Okay, so Mary number two, right?
Mary her returns.
Yes. Her name, not Mary. Okay.
So she's not Mary number two, is what you're telling me.
Her name is Elizabeth Barthy. I don't know if you know who this is, but
ain't got one idea.
But I might just have to, one of us might have to do a story on her, because she's a real person. Elizabeth Worth was one, but her story
is like, as opposed to the rest of them.
Elizabeth Worth.
You mean Mary Worth?
Yeah, Mary Worth. Her story just doesn't seem real to me.
There's
lots of
layers. The wand might have.
Yeah. I forgot to mention a part of that story. Okay. Mubby. So they killed her, and then they went to her house, and they went in the backyard, tons of graves. She killed children and made them there, so she was pretty.
So she was the mom from Tangled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that she killed, what was her name? Rapunzel. I was about to call her Tangled. I don't think she killed her, but she did sing to her hair and then cut it all off.
Yeah.
Sorry to spoil that movie for you guys.
So we're going to talk about Elizabeth Barthy. I'm not going to go into so many details, because I really think she'd be fun to do a story about. Like she's a whole 30-minute segment.
Okay. Okay.
I don't have the time. She was super rich. She was like known as the first female serial killer.
Oh.
She saw some shit with like her family members sewing a slave inside a dead horse. Like, sewing the slave alive inside a dead horse.
Hi.
There's layers.
I can't even begin to, like, imagine. Like, why do you think that's okay? Look, I know we're way in the future. But still, like,
I don't know any circumstance where anybody would think that was okay.
Anybody goes, I'm going to sew somebody inside of a horse today.
What?
I know that y'all didn't care about the people then, obviously, because you're using them as slaves. But, like, I can't.
Yeah. So that's, like, a little snippet from her story. Anyways, I don't want to spoil anything, but spoiler alert, if we ever do this, I think it could be very interesting. Very graphic, though. She was felt like she was getting ugly and old and wanted to be youthful, so she killed young virgins and drank and bathed in their blood. And so they think that's Bloody Mary also.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's a real person, and all of that really did happen.
I only know about the queen, who is also a real person.
That is who I'm about to talk about. Yay! I knew it. So, Mary, actual Mary. Where does it start? Sorry. Mary, the Queen of England.
Yeah.
Most likely because Bloody Mary was actually her nickname.
Yeah.
Why are they giving these other bitches in the beginning? I don't know. So she was born to King Henry VIII. Yes, that King Henry.
Yeah, the one with the wives.
Yes. She was born to Catherine of Aragon. Mm-hmm. She was not wanted because she didn't have a peepee.
Yeah.
You know how it is. So that's
nice. It's funny how it worked out, isn't it?
Yeah. This makes Mary very sad. Henry leaves Catherine. You know, they break up. Divorce.
Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, survived. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So divorces her, sends her away. Mary is not allowed to see Catherine at all because that would give her some legitimate to the throne. Mm-hmm. That is not what Henry wants.
Yeah.
So Henry marries... Oh, I didn't mean to scroll up like that. Sorry. So Henry marries... what's her name? Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn, yeah.
I saw a TikTok about her this morning. It was really funny.
And this was the first wife that he beheaded.
Mm-hmm. That was literally what the TikTok was about. It was like, first of all, it was just one guy. And in one of the shots, he had like this really bad like Party City like dress queen outfit on. Nice. And he was sitting on the couch and then he comes in and he's like, hey, yeah, Henry, he wants you to like go outside so we can cut your head off. And then she's like, what? No. She's like, not me. And then she was like, I thought divorce, beheaded, died. And then like he cut her off and he goes, yeah, you're number two. And she goes, beheaded. And she was like, can we just like not? And he's like, no, sorry. He's going to be mad at me if we don't go.
Oh,
it was so funny.
So
we'll have to post it. I'll find it in my likes and we'll post it.
So good old Anne was like the maid of honor at Catherine's wedding. They were like this.
They were bestie gals.
They were bestie gals, yes. Mm. And it is said that there was probably an affair going on with Henry and Catherine.
Because that's how it'd be.
Them and Anne and
like,
whatever.
Like three-way or like no?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
But we're not here to talk about them. We're here to talk about Mary.
Okay. Oh, so yeah, I forgot.
Anne and Henry had a child.
My cat's eating my flowers again, but you continue.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're fine. So this kid child was named Elizabeth. And Henry wanted Elizabeth to take the throne. So he made it basically impossible for Mary to take the throne.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, not happening. He like bastardized her or whatever it's called and made her illegitimate.
Say, you ain't got no daddy.
And so she's like, blah. Catherine dies, Mary's mama, she dies. And people are like, this is suspicious.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
They're like, they poisoned her. They killed her. Henry and Anne killed her. And so after Catherine dies, for some reason, Anne feels the need to get closer to Mary. And Mary's like, fuck off, bro. You fucking killed my mom. However, it's like determined, I don't know how they determined this, that she actually probably passed away of a really rare heart cancer.
Oh, okay.
So, good old Anne, as we know, she is accused of adultery, high treason, and incest, and thus was beheaded.
Incest? I didn't know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta Google that one later.
Yes. Also, I want to let you know, when I was typing this, it kept changing, auto-correcting from beheaded to bejeweled.
That's exactly the same thing.
And I just thought that was really funny. Mary now sounds last in line to be for throne. So this is really random about her. She had like really bad periods. And everybody knew she had bad periods. And like they like shunned her for it.
Yeah.
They're like...
That still happens.
Yeah, they're like, that's your fault. Why are you in pain? Why are you bleeding so much?
Yeah, is the devil inside of you?
Right.
What's your problem?
Yeah. So she got like lots of judgment from people for having a bad period. Like it was like the talk of the town that her periods were bad.
I love that everybody's just right up in her panties all the time.
Right.
Y'all are so worried about that.
So in 1553, Mary takes the throne and she knew right away that she needed to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So she meets and marries Philip II of Spain. They met for 2 days and then got married. It was more of a negotiation.
That's usually how it was.
Mm-hmm. So she was pregante within 2 months of this.
So they did consummate the marriage. Good to know.
no way, there was no way to really tell if she was pregnant because, you know, they didn't have pregnancy tests and doctors weren't allowed to perform that much procedures looking at higher monarchs. They weren't allowed to. So if you were sick, like, I guess fuck you. But
which she, you would think that you would want to stay alive, but you know what? It's whatever.
Yeah. She lost her period. Her breasts were getting bigger and she also began to like get a stomach.
Mm-hmm.
People still didn't believe her, even though all of this was happening. They judged her. They compared her to her sister. They just really didn't like her. And so England was divided because of the Catholics and Protestants. So Mary signed this act called the Marianne Persecution, which killed 250 men and 50 women. And they would kill people who like couldn't recite the Bible quotes and all stuff like this. All the time was poor people who just in general couldn't fucking read.
Yeah, because you know nobody will teach them because you guys made it illegal.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So the royal family, when someone that's a royal family is supposed to give birth, they are put in confinement for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And they're just waiting for the labor pains to start.
Yeah. Oof.
May 5th, she went to confinement. They're waiting for the baby. Time passed. Lots of time passed. Mary's stomach began to get smaller.
Oh.
She began to feel like she was being punished for her decisions and like her life, for not being more aggressive and shutting down those rumors of her baby not being real. And so she decides to kill more people. She feels like that's how she redeems herself.
Oh, okay.
More time passed after she burns more people. It is now August, and it's almost a year after she announced her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So she went in there in May, and it's now August.
Cool.
So this is history's first and like one of their first and most well-documented cases of the false pregnancy. How yes. do you say it?
Pseudo something?
This one? Pseudo...
Yeah, I don't know.
Pseudo something. And it's a false pregnancy. Mm-hmm. It's where your mind literally tricks yourself into thinking you're pregnant. You have all the symptoms. Now they prove that it's not real with a ultrasound.
It's like the girl that went on Dr. Phil and said she was having Jesus's baby and the yes. M&M was her daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Same thing.
It's crazy common.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how common it was. 1 in 6 women of 22,000 pregnancies suffer from this.
Dang.
That's like
your neighbor.
Right? That's amazing what the, I mean, not amazing, but like that's yeah. like what the mind can do.
That's crazy.
Trick you, like. Anyways, so she moves on. She doesn't really talk about it for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Why would you talk about it? I wouldn't. But she finds herself to be pregnant again. Nobody believes her, but she really wasn't pregnant. She was actually going through menopause.
Oh.
Yeah. And then she dies at the age of 42 of ovarian cancer.
And she got a lot of problems.
And that is a story of who the hell Bloody Mary is.
Yes.
I think it's the third one, obviously.
Yeah. She is the one that has Why the name.
Why she wanted her kid. Like, so I kind of feel bad for doing the ritual. Poor girl. I mean, she killed a lot of people, but
yeah.
Imagine, like, no, you think you're pregnant. Like, you're 100% positive you're pregnant. And, like, nobody in the town believes you. And then it's a phantom pregnancy, and you, like, you don't have a kid. Also, people are, like, extremely convinced that she was going to steal someone's baby.
Oh. Well, she could have done that, you know.
I don't see why she didn't.
She was in power.
Right.
That she could have done whatever surprised she me. But then it wouldn't have been her pure blood or whatever but. Royal people think. Do you think that Queen Elizabeth does the Bloody Mary challenge to, like, you know,
yes.
call back?
Yeah, she's like, hey, I have some questions about some things you wrote down.
Yeah, and she's just like, just checking in you with my ancestors.
You still want me to do this?
That's how Queen Elizabeth stays alive. That's what
she
is.
Gets the blood from Bloody Mary.
I freaking cracked the code. She's eating babies.
Oh my god. Queen Elizabeth eats babies?
Yeah. You heard it here.
Whoa.
For legal reasons, this is a joke.
Yeah.
When the freaking British police show up at the
door. They're like, is this, are you sure this is the place? They don't look like.
You think if we title this episode Queen Elizabeth Eats Babies that, like, we'll get in trouble?
I think she'd think it was funny.
Good.
So, now, we get to do some. That was a bad drum roll. I only have one hand. Trump pose
to like commemorate. You just gave somebody a heart attack doing that, and I just need you to know the energy that was behind that was just so off. Okay, it came out of nowhere, and somebody's mad at you for that right now.
We are all soft and quiet about Mary, and then
yeah, and then you just screamed at that. Anyway,
sorry, I got excited. Oops. Okay.
Is this Trump post or Trump supporter?
Trump supporter
post. Okay. Okay.
This picture is of their profile picture is a note that they wrote themselves on a refrigerator.
Okay.
And it says, "Sleepy Joe is not my president."
Ah. I thought that they were gonna, you know,
accept him with full arms, and they said that we were wrong for saying Donald Trump is not our president. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. They forgot.
So they posted this. The same people who think Trump is mentally ill also think there are more than two genders. Guns kill people. Illegal immigrants are legal. Abortions are justified. Walls are immoral. High taxes are good. Obamacare works. Disrespecting our anthem is okay.
I mean, they're not wrong. while you're like listing that off, I'm like, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm like,
crazy to think.
Yeah, they're going off about it being suspended. My favorite thing is when it like comes up and it says false information, and then you like I'd click to that. See why. Let me read a couple more. I only have a couple. There is a lot, but
you're good. We're not even at an hour yet.
Look at us, and we talked so much in the beginning.
Yeah.
So this one is a picture of Donald Trump, and it has some words across it. And it says, "I paid $750 in taxes because my $400,000 in charity is tax deductible."
Yeah, but also it's been proven that all of your little charities that you run are laundry.
Yeah.
Laundering schemes, let's put it that way. There was one where they said that they donated all of this money to the Boy Scouts of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they gave them $7, and that is because that was the bare minimum to like have their name on a list as contributors.
Wow.
So just do with that what you will. And they bought all of this like vintage furniture and stuff like that. So
fun. Breaking news alert. Breaking news. You can't impeach Trump because he won the election, invaded your safe space, built a wall, fixed the economy, exposes the fake news media, does not care about your feelings, asked a foreign leader to investigate corruption.
He didn't build a wall, actually.
No.
The economy is worse than it's been.
There is a higher numbers of unemployment here in America than there's ever been. And it's because of COVID. And it's because our president did not take the proper actions to protect us. We have listeners from all over the world.
Yeah.
I want to let you guys know, COVID is awful here.
Yeah. Like, we're to the point where our school is like, we used to get in trouble. I don't know if this is how schools do it everywhere, but we used to get in trouble and like points taken off of our final grade if you didn't show up for class, right? That's like an incentive to get you to come. Unless you have like a doctor's appointment and you can like prove that that's where you went. It is so bad that our schools are like, hey, attendance is optional. Like, if you're better, learn it online and you can keep your grade up. You don't even have to show up, okay?
And like some of them are like, hey, I'll just like Zoom me. I know we have class days, but like just get on Zoom at this time.
Yeah, and I'll open it and you can just listen in. Like, that is how bad it is here.
It's terrifying. And people don't wear masks here.
No, they don't. And I'm sure it's because we're in Trump USA, but like in particular to other cities that are more progressive, mm-hmm. but like still, it is so irritating.
It's like here, if you're wearing a mask, people automatically go, oh, they're a Democrat.
Yeah.
That's like how bad it is.
And like, they'll like start a fight with you in the store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
This is another post. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they could They would stop at nothing to try to stop me. But I never knew as bad as it would be. I never knew it would be this vile, that it would be this bad, that it would be this vicious. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows, and gladly for you, I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. Apparently, that's a direct quote from Donald Trump.
I was literally about to say, did Trump ghostwrite that while he's in his bunker?
I think so.
Bunker oh boy. My God. That was going to be my big joke, and you're going to laugh.
Sorry. Sorry, we can edit it out. We can do it all over again.
No, it's fine.
I'm trying to see, because I remember when the election actually happened, we were going to do a segment of, like, that was just, like, people's posts.
Well, you get it now on inauguration.
Right. But my grandpa died, so I had to put a pause in it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You got to be blunt. She just, like, I don't think this person, these all came from the same person's page, by the way.
Okay.
I don't think she has any thoughts of her own.
Yeah, they're usually sheeple. I'm like, taking one of you guys' words.
Donald Trump, hold on. Where is it? The election has been rigged. Trump is going to win. When the election is over, Joe Biden will be arrested. He is far from winning. This is all fraud.
Did you see the lady that's from Georgia that has been wearing the censored mask or whatever? What is her name? It's like Marjorie Taylor Brown or something. Hold on. I have to look at this right now. I kept seeing pictures of her on Twitter because she's this blonde woman. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's her name. She has this mask that she likes to wear when she's speaking. I think she might be in the House of Representatives, but she's from Georgia one way or the other. And she is one of the QAnon people that has all of these really cool conspiracy theories. She has already said that she's going to launch her own articles of impeachment against Biden for him holding office. I'm going to read you her quote, okay? This is what she said, and I need you to listen to this. Just keep in mind, she is talking about Joe Biden, and this is why she's going to impeach him. I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Does she look in the mirror? Question mark.
I'm like, did you not realize who you're talking about? It's this lady.
Oh.
You seen pictures of her? Yeah, with the censored mask on, where she's literally speaking into a microphone on the TV.
Same.
Nobody is censoring you.
Same girl who's posted all of this has a picture, and it is Stalin in the background.
Good. We're off to a good start.
The people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Joseph Stalin.
Okay.
There is another post that says, regardless of the outcome, this is scary. 60 million people voted for higher taxes, full-term abortions, defunding the police, socialism, and the abolishment of the Second Amendment. One of my favorite posts are the ones that are of the map, right? The map of the voting, where people voted what color turn, and it's like, so this is, you're telling me the United States prefers Biden, and it's like mostly red, but it's like these people don't understand population density.
Yeah.
And it just makes me laugh. It's because, like, it just shows how stupid they are.
It's like, yeah, it looks like there's more red, but you also have to remember that these little counties have like 3 people living in them, so it's not the same as when you're counting New York that has like millions.
Here's another one. This is the last one. 5 truths you can't disagree with. Okay. 1, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity.
First of all, I need that in English because I'm stupid.
It's basically
but saying, you're saying that you can't make laws to make poor people richer by making rich people poorer.
Yeah.
Actually, you can.
Actually, next. It's called equity, right? Instead of equality. I don't know.
Words. What's our number two?
The one person receives without for work. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. So that's like food stamps, unemployment.
I understand that there are people that abuse these systems. I get that all day long.
But
they are in place for people that genuinely need them. And a lot of the people that use them are the people that genuinely need them.
Exactly. It helps them. And then you get mad when people don't feed their kids. Make it make sense.
Yeah. It's like, well, you won't let them get food stamps.
And you won't let me kill it.
Oh, my God. In the beginning? Just take it out in the yard.
I meant in the beginning. Not this one. Number three. The government cannot give to anybody anything that the government does not take from somebody else. Doesn't even make sense to me.
I was about to say, what do you call a stimulus check? Right? Who are they taking from?
I don't know. They just printed more bills.
Like not inflation. Like, maybe I'm dumb and I missed a clause in us getting the stimulus check, but I think that they just redid the budget.
Yeah.
Money is fake anyways.
Right? They probably took some out of the military.
Which, they get enough. I'm so sorry, but you do.
You cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Actually, you probably could.
It's almost like if you gave people that have no resources more resources, then they can make more money.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let me give you $2,000. Okay? You go buy a car with this $2,000. Won't be a nice car. It'll be probably a junky car. But that car will make someone get from point A to point B to get a job. Thus, multiplying up. You give another person $2,000. You split it. Anyways. Rule number five. When half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because of the other half is going to take care of them, and when the other half gets the idea that it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for, that is the beginning of the end of a nation. And then it says, rest in peace, America.
These people are the same people that went and stormed inside of the Capitol building. Like,
they're like, we won't be mad. We'll be fine.
We won't be burning anything down or breaking into businesses. Y'all were so mad over people breaking into Target, and then you went into the Capitol building.
Look, let me tell you something.
Literally government property. Whatever.
Burn those buildings down all day. I ain't condoning violence. But you know what? Those buildings, at the end of the day, mean nothing.
Also, the reason
we burned behind
the anger and the destruction is completely different. Like, y'all are just mad that your little president
lost.
Didn't get his second term, which, God, I don't even know what that would look like.
I don't even want to think about it.
The other people are mad because they don't have any rights.
Exactly. So, and they're being unjustifiably different. Killed as they're just walking in the streets.
Yeah, and nobody gets in trouble for it.
The you can't, it is literally, like, it's not even apples to oranges. It is like my big toe and Jesus. Like, you can't compare them.
Well, we are all children of God, so really, your toe is Jesus.
Like, I'm sorry. I never got the comparing apples to oranges. You can very much compare them. They're both a fruit. They all fall into a category.
You go, in this moment, I am an apple to oranges person. You guys just don't know the truth.
You don't. Anyways, I would like to wrap this up by saying, Trump lost. He is no longer our president. Get over it. That's what you told us. And have a good evening.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. It was